Hello, my name is John Andrew Clayton. I'm the pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it is my joy to be your pastor for the day. Our church has been plodding along passage by passage through the Gospel of Luke, and this Sunday we arrive at Luke 8, 22 through 25, where a moment of great fear becomes an invitation to great faith. This is what it says. On one day, Jesus got into a boat with his disciples and said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out. And as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Now, great windstorms were commonplace on the Sea of Galilee, so it's not surprising that a storm arose. What is surprising, however, is that while the storm raged, Jesus slept. Context tells us that he was exhausted from a long day of teaching, but I think his sleep can be attributed to something else entirely. R.T. France calls it the untroubled serenity of divine omnipotence. Now, this means that Jesus slept not because he was so tired from a long day of ministry, but because he was so sovereign even over the storm. Yet in striking contrast to Jesus's calm is the chaos of the sea and the panic and the hearts and minds of the disciples as their boat fills with water and they recognize the danger of their situation. Now, we can feel their fear, can we not? We each know what it's like for fear and worry to well up within our hearts. We can hear their fear as they shake him awake, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Now, Mark's account includes a question from the disciples. "Master, Master, do you not care that we are perishing?" It's phrased as a question, but notice, it's really an accusation. In our moments of great fear and worry, we are so quick to assume that Jesus is totally distant and unconcerned about the things that fill us with fear. But what happens next is so encouraging for those who follow Jesus, because we are comforted and encouraged by Jesus' presence and power. He awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?" And notice that instead of waking up and rebuking the disciples for stirring his slumber or lacking faith, Jesus wakes up and rebukes the wind and the waves. Literally, he commands them, "Be muzzled and stay muzzled." And just like that, all was calm. And then finally, Jesus turns to the disciples. Up to this point, he has not spoken a word to them. And then now the first words out of his mouth, "Where is your faith?" For Jesus, the disciples' fear was evidence of their lack of faith. Jesus knows that true faith truly transforms. So he asks, "Why, if I am with you, are you so afraid? Where is your faith?" At this, the disciples are filled with fear, and they marvel, saying to one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?" Notice it's only now in the calm that Luke explicitly describes the disciples as afraid. That's because of who Jesus is revealed to be in their storm. In the Old Testament, it is God alone who rules the seas, even in their raging. Psalm 89:9, the psalmist rejoices, "You, O Yahweh, rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them." The point of this passage is not that Jesus will calm the storms of your life, though he can and at times does. The point of this passage is that Jesus is the divine and sovereign Son of God, Savior of the world, and that he is with us. And some of his final words to these same disciples before his ascension, he promised, "I'm with you always to the end of the age." So as you consider the things in your life that induce fear and worry, be comforted by Christ's presence. Be encouraged by Christ's power. You may feel like the waves are battering your boat, but God is in your boat. In moments of great fear, this is an invitation to great faith. Not because we are strong, but because Jesus is. This simple truth enables us to trust him and treasure him in all things. Again, my name is John Andrew Clayton. I'm the pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it has been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.